Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, folks. How are you doing? It's me. It's Luke. I'm talking to you on the podcast. How are you? How are you today? You doing all right? Yeah, good. How's your English coming along? Doing okay? Keep practicing. You know, you've got to do something every day. Keep getting in touch with the English language. Keep using it. If you don't use it, you lose it, right? So keep, you know, getting involved with English things on a daily basis, listening, reading, speaking if you get the opportunity, dipping into English as much as possible, because you have to be in it to win it, right? Yes, if you don't use it, you lose it. So keep practicing, keep that motivation up. Now then, hello, this is not a full episode. It's more of an update and a chance to tell you about some things that you could listen to. Specifically, a couple of appearances I made on other people's podcasts recently. I've been preparing lots of premium episodes for this month. I'm halfway through series 13 of LEP Premium. Parts 1 and 2 of this series have been published, and they deal with lots of expressions with prepositions, specifically prepositions of place and movement combined with little verbs like get, which is often the difficult stuff, the complicated machinations of the English language with little seemingly meaningless verbs like get or put, combined with other smaller and even more meaningless words like prepositions. Get this on there, get that over there, get this through there, get that out of there, you know, all that stuff. So also there are the usual tests and pronunciation drills, and parts 3 and 4 will arrive this week. So that's just a little reminder. Those of you who are premium subscribers, just wanted to give you a little nudge there that more premium stuff is coming. If you want to hear all the premium stuff, go get the LEP app from the App Store and then go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium to sign up and get started. And you can then use your details to sign into the app to access the premium content. PDF worksheets are all available too. Okay. Right. Now, this isn't just me sort of selling my premium stuff to you, although, of course, it would be a very, very wise thing to do indeed if you signed up to that. The amount of work that goes into those premium episodes. So it's not just about the premium stuff. Here are some other things that you could listen to if you want to. Okay. And I'm talking about some other people's podcasts. So if you're looking for stuff to listen to other than the podcast episodes of mine in the archive and the premium content, here are a couple of things that you could listen to in the meantime. Here are my recent appearances on other people's podcasts. So first of all, I was interviewed on my brother's podcast. Yes, my brother James has got a podcast. It's quite new. He's only recently started doing it, and he's not uploading as often as I'd like him to, but there are now 3 episodes of his podcast available. He actually hosts it with a friend of his. What's his friend's name? Richard Neild and James Thompson. Those are the hosts of the show. It's called Living Through Comedy, and it's all about, well, the podcast is all about interviewing people who are doing comedy and understanding who they are, what their background is, the kind of comedy they do, how they got started, and all that stuff. And they interviewed me, well, James interviewed me a couple of months ago, and it's available now. And the conversation is all about my time as a comedian, including how I got into doing stand-up, what my influences were, my experience of developing my act, and also some stories of good and bad gigs that I've had over the years. So you could listen to that. It's a 1-hour conversation with James and me talking about comedy, and it's him interviewing me for a change. I'm being interviewed in these ones. So there are several other episodes of Living Through Comedy too that you might like. Both of them feature conversations about comedy, doing stand-up and life in general. You should be able to find Living Through Comedy in your podcast app of choice. If you search for Living Through Comedy in the podcast app on your iPhone or whatever. But if you can't find it, because it might not be available, because it's only sort of recently been uploaded to iTunes. So if you can't find it in an app, then you could listen to it on the page for this episode. That's where I've embedded the player, so you can listen to it there. You could also visit livingthroughcomedy.libsyn.com. So that's living through, T-H-R-O-U-G-H, comedy.libsyn. livingthroughcomedy.libsyn.com, and you can listen to the episodes there on a mobile as well. So that's nice, isn't it? About an hour of conversation between James and me on his new podcast, and there are stories and the usual sorts of jokes and things. The second thing that you could listen to or watch in this case, because it's a YouTube video, is an interview that I did with Noman Hosni. So I was interviewed by Noman Hosni for Somewhere Else Dreaming, which is his new YouTube series. So Noman, yeah, he's doing this new YouTube series of interviews. It's all about interviewing people, comedians usually, about their experiences as an expat, which means someone who's living in another country, basically. Like, as an English person living in France, I'm considered to be an expatriated person living abroad. I suppose it's a nice way to say immigrant, really. I mean, essentially, I am an immigrant, aren't I? And because I am an immigrant living here in France, or an expat, as people say, and because I've spent time here and also in Japan too, in other countries, Noman decided that I would be a good person to interview. So Noman Hosni is a very funny professional stand-up comedian here in France. He performs in French and in English. I interviewed him on the podcast once. I think it was something like episode 180, possibly. He's doing very well as a comedian here in France, but he has decided to move to LA, Los Angeles, in order to pursue his career there. So he's moving to LA to work as a stand-up comedian. And before going, he's working on his English and also finding out about people's experiences of moving to different countries. So I love hanging out with Noman, and in this interview, I tell a few stories, including the time I got sick in Japan, which I spoke about in a podcast a few years ago. So I tell the whole sick in Japan story. And also I talk about my experiences of English teaching and moving to France. And it's a nice conversation. Check it out. It's available on YouTube. Just search for Somewhere Else Dreaming Luke Thompson. And also you'll find the video embedded on the website here on the page for this episode. But also it's on Spotify in audio format. It's a YouTube video and you'll see me and Noman talking. But Spotify has the audio version. So there you go. Couple of things, couple of bits of OPP that you could listen to. I'm doing a lot of premium content this month, but I also have some free episodes in the pipeline, including some more stuff about British comedy. Got a couple of episodes about some really great British comedy. I think it's going to be good. And also an episode about Queen, the rock band, you know, Freddie Mercury and Queen. Got an episode about Queen coming, which has been requested many times by listeners. So it's nice to finally be getting around to talking about Queen on the podcast after 600 episodes. There are still many more topics and things to talk about on this podcast, so stay tuned. Things may be a bit quiet on the free podcast, as I've said before, but there's lots of premium stuff coming and more free stuff in the pipeline for later on. And in the meantime, anyway, you could listen to my episode of Somewhere Else Dreaming and Living Through Comedy, and that would be good, wouldn't it? It would indeed. I hope you're doing all right. Thank you for listening to this fairly short message, but that's fine, isn't it? Yes, it is. I'll speak to you again soon in an episode of the podcast, or maybe on one of those other episodes I talked to you about just now. But until next time, I will now wish you all a farewell by saying goodbye. Bye, 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 bye.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humor and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.